It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The Southern Baptist Convention elects a new leader today during its gathering in New Orleans. If you're thinking of someone who is white, male, and suburban, think again. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
Meet Fred Luter, who's running unopposed for president of the Southern Baptists.
I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why he cared. I don't know why he gave his life for me, but oh, I'm glad that he did.
Luter is African American, pastor of Franklin Avenue Baptist Church in New Orleans. Until a motorcycle accident landed him in the hospital at age 20, he had little interest in God. But he told NPR earlier this year, God changed him.
I grew up in the hood, and my mom worked two or three jobs, so I hung out with a lot of bad guys, did a lot of crazy things I should not have done. And so when I gave my life to the Lord and saw what God did in my life, then I wanted all those guys I ran the street with to experience what I was experiencing.
Soon, Luter was preaching on the streets. In 1986, he was invited to take over the Franklin Avenue Church. He grew it from a couple dozen people to 7,000, the largest Southern Baptist church in Louisiana. Then Hurricane Katrina struck in 2005, completely destroying the church.
It would be very easy for Fred Luter to have said, I think God's calling me elsewhere.
Russell Moore is dean of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky.
And he could have gone to a very comfortable pastorate anywhere in the country, and yet he stayed and he stood with the people of New Orleans and said, we'll be back and we'll rebuild, and became a spiritual anchor.
Luter brings something else to the denomination, which has seen its numbers drop, says David Crosby, senior pastor of First Baptist of New Orleans. Luter understands how to reach the growth area of religion.
The future of the country is urban. The future of the Southern Baptist Convention is also urban. We've got to learn how to operate and do our mission and thrive in the urban environment. And Fred brings that. He knows it instinctively.
Richard Land, who heads the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, says Luter's election shows how far the Southern Baptists have come from the days when they supported slavery.
It's as historic a moment as Southern Baptists have had, because the president of the Southern Baptist Convention is not just an honorific. It is a position of real power.
Maybe, maybe not, says Dwight McKissick, senior pastor of the largely African-American Cornerstone Baptist Church in Arlington, Texas.
This is a great job, but it's somewhat symbolic and ceremonial.
McKissick says the two-year presidency is a good first step, but he says African-Americans are absent from all the real positions of power.
You go on the Southern Baptist Convention website now, it's lily white. It does not look like America, and that will not change the day Fred Luter gets elected.
Some say there is a latent racism in the denomination, and many were troubled by a recent broadcast on Richard Land's radio program. In it, Land said that President Obama and black leaders were using the death of Trayvon Martin for political purposes.
This is being done to try to gin up the black vote for an African-American president who is in deep, deep, deep trouble for re-election.
It was like somebody took a knife and stuck it in my heart.
Pastor Dwight McKissick.
It validated suspicions that many black Baptists have had all along, that this is how a good number, if not the majority, of Southern Baptists felt.
Richard Land has apologized, and he's asked for forgiveness.
And I don't want anything that I've said or any mistakes I've made to detract in any way from what is going to be a truly historic moment, a historic moment in which I rejoice.
For his part, Fred Luter has forgiven him and says it's time to look forward. He notes that if he's elected, it will be because white Baptists voted for him.
It won't be because of the handful of black folk that's going to be in there. So it will say something to the country and to the world that Southern Baptist Convention is not just talking this thing. We're actually walking this thing.
Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.